Mark Sigmund, are you ready?
Sure am, Gary.
Mike Vito, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Gary.
All right, let's go. Start us up. Call in now to be heard live on the Clean and Sober Radio Show at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're broadcasting from the WWDB studios, and we are in Philadelphia right now. We're also in South Florida, Saturday nights at 8 o'clock on three radio stations, two FMs and one AM.
One AM, two FMs. Everybody is warm down there in Florida right now. I'm very jealous, Gary. How you doing?
I'm jealous, too. Let me just tell you what the stations are. I wish I knew, right? We should know what stations we're on, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
We are on 1470 WWNN out of West Palm Beach, Florida. And we are also on 96.9 FM and 95.3 FM, Saturday evenings, 8 o'clock. And if you're anywhere between Miami and Jupiter, tune us in.
Wow, and we got somebody from Kathy Wolf Collins from Coral Springs, Florida on here. So
awesome.
I think
awesome.
Some people are starting to tune in by it from down there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news. We're doing a lot of coverage, and hopefully we're helping a lot of people down there. Before we start the show, we have two great guests. We'll hold everybody in suspense. There's an event starting tonight, and I want to talk about it a little bit. It's called Into the Light Project. And this is a project which is trying to lower the level of stigma in our community of addiction. And one of our really great friends and supporters of the show, Dan Campbell, is involved in this. Dan's son passed away from a drug overdose, as a lot of people have experienced, beyond horrible. And the event starts today. Let me just tell you about what this is about, because I'm not totally familiar with it, and they couldn't call in because it's starting right now. Into the Light is a national nonprofit dedicated to erasing the stigma of substance abuse disorder. A woman by the name of Miss Clower, who lost her son, Devin, in 2018, started this. And what they do is they have almost life-size pictures of all these folks that have passed away as part of addiction. So you can see what this – it's not just a concept. These are sons, fathers, brothers, uncles, aunts, sisters of people who hopefully did not die in vain. So the event tonight – and, you know, please check this out if you can. The Arts Center at Millersville, Pennsylvania – it's called the Ware Center – will be hosting our fourth exhibit tonight. Displayed at the exhibit will be graphic portraits of 32 loved ones from Pennsylvania who have been lost to the disease of substance abuse. Whew! The portraits are hung on panels in the lobby area and officially opens at 5 o'clock today. There will be a lighting on each portrait during the evening hours. The narrative that accompanies each portrait will be affixed to the window and readable from the street. Wow. So you can see it from the outside. The exhibition will be accessible until March 26th. You got to check this out at the Arts at Millersville University. And I know there's a website. It's Into Light Project. So just check it out. Go to Google it and you'll get the website. You know, support this. This is, you know, this is incredibly important stuff.
Yeah, it sure is. And I mean, breaking the stigma and showing that, you know, you hear about all these abysmal overdose rates, but actually showing the people and their lives that are being taken from this awful disease is so important.
I mean, I can't even imagine going through that. And we know a lot of people that have gone through it. You know, it's beyond. Anyway, okay. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about our guest today. So, you know, RCA is an underwriter of the show,
yes.
Recovery Centers of America. They are in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland,
Indiana,
Michigan, and Boston.
And out towards Chicago now.
And out to Chicago.
Right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay. We just opened our 10th facility.
10th?
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you recognize that voice, that's Mimi Dorshu, who is the, I hope I get this, Director of Spiritual Services for Recovery Centers of America.
Yes, I am.
And along with Mimi, she has her dear friend, Christy. Which last name are we using?
Naughton.
Christy Naughton. And we'll get to Christy. We'll get to everybody.
Very interesting.
We're very glad you guys are here.
Yeah.
Why don't you give our listeners and our viewers just a little background on Recovery Centers of America?
I'll be happy to do that. And Christy can add to anything I might forget because she might be smarter than me. We're not sure. You know, Gary, first I want to congratulate you on the growth of this program because the program's vital.
Yeah.
This is how I first found out about you by tuning in one day. And I'd also like to make a comment, if you don't mind, on this event that's going on tonight.
Please.
Because, you know, I've often said, remember the response. I'm sure most of your listeners are old enough to remember 9/11, the day that our World Trade Centers were attacked, our Pentagon, and out in Schwanksville, Pennsylvania, of course, we got hit here in Pennsylvania through those brave men and women's sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I've often said, and forgive me if I get a little emotional, but if every person who died of an overdose today, or just today and this weekend, 3 days, were all compiled in one building like they were in downtown New York City or in the Pentagon or in an airplane, if they were all in one place and the news reported how many people die of overdose every day, the world would come to its knees in grief. We'd be crushed. And these are somebody's daughter, they're somebody's son, you know, moms and dads. And
yeah.
This is something our country, I believe, you know, feel free to correct me if you think I'm wrong. I believe as a national conscience, we have yet to confront the enormity of this loss. I mean, each one of us in this room have children, right? If something happened to one of our children, I mean, if they stub their toe, we know about it, right? But think about the ripple effect of each one of these overdoses. It's not just the mom. It's not just the dad, the grandparents, the immediate family, the schoolmates, right? The peers. This epidemic so surpasses what this country has seen this year with coronavirus. There is no comparison.
I believe that it's actually a concept of all the deaths, unless it affects you in
right,
your family.
Right.
I think a lot of people are sick of hearing about it, to tell you the truth. And I think that if it doesn't hit home, and I've told this story many times, I'm in Harrisburg, and this guy said, chief of police said, I thought all you people were addicts and no good until my son came home and said that he was a heroin addict, and then the bulb. But is that what has to happen?
I hope not, because, you know, as a people, I believe that we have more, and I'm just going to use the word, we have more intelligence and more compassion than we give ourselves credit for. It doesn't have to be your son or daughter for it to be someone else's child. And you know, we have to face this is not going away. It's only gotten worse over the last few years with the coronavirus on top of it.
Right.
And this is not about finding more victims. You know, this is about finding the intelligence, the humanity, the goodness within each one of these people that could have been any one of us that happened to be addicted to a substance.
I agree.
And most of it started out with some sort of undesired dependency, to be honest with you, as well.
All right, we'll get to that. I would like my first question answered. What's RCA if people don't know what it is?
Yes. So anyway, I'm sorry.
I'll keep you under control. Don't worry about it.
If anybody can control me, maybe Gary can.
Okay, that's a good answer. Let's move on to the next thing. Now, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, RCA is a company founded by a gentleman who happens to be local to the area that we're in right now. His name is Brian O'Neill. RCA stands for Recovery Centers of America. And our mission, which is, I believe, one of the most important things about us, is our mission is to save over a million lives and help them find lifelong, long-term, meaningful sobriety. And this is what I say in my groups, Gary. I'm all for your abstinence. Yay, abstinence. I'm all for your sobriety. Go sobriety. But you know what I want? I want their freedom. I want their freedom because every man and woman, boy and girl in this country deserves freedom. And that's the mission of RCA.
You know, I'll tell you something about RCA, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here. Mark, you know this. You know, when I've had somebody that I really want to help, and I call Mimi, there's no stopping. Mimi or her husband, David, there is no stopping. We're doing something. We're going through something right now. If it wasn't for this person, if it wasn't for Mimi, I believe she is going to single-handedly save the life of my friend's daughter.
And that little baby as well, since we're staying anonymous. There's two lives on the line here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Christy, what's your deal?
Oh, man, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Hi.
I am the regional alumni coordinator for the Raritan Bay site of Recovery Centers of America.
And where is that?
That is up pretty much outside of Staten Island.
South Amboy, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, Sayreville, South Amboy, whatever people relate it to. I'm starting an alumni program there. We're starting one all over at all of our sites. We're really getting them up and running and getting some events together now with the vaccine, with COVID. Hopefully we can have more happenings with that. And then we are also just trying to get the alumni back in the office here, centers.
Yeah. Do you guys have any idea when can people come to RCA now and visit their they can't?
Not quite yet.
Not yet.
We're almost there, but not quite. According to CDC guidelines.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I know that Zoom and all that other stuff, but it's not like.
No, it's
touching
not.
Some, you know, it's not like
it's
being
not.
Physically there.
And you know what? A little word about our alumni association is that even if, let's say, you went to another facility to receive inpatient treatment, or you're a part of another group with outpatient needs being met, you are invited to our alumni. Period. End of the story. Anyone can come.
That's really cool.
Yes.
I know my alumni saved my life. You know, it's how I started getting involved, and it's how I started to feel part of, and it's what really kept me coming back. And then, you know, listening to the people or seeing the people at these events with time and hearing about the program they're working. And I mean, my alumni meant a lot to me, and I hope to do the same for these people.
Phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. It's so good. You know, Mark and I, we give back as much as we can. You guys give back. That's really, you know, look, you can get clean and sober and just live your life, and that's okay. But the ones that are giving back really, I think, get an extra.
I call that recovered.
Yes.
They're recovered. There's sobriety, and then there's recovery.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Brian O'Neill said once during an expansion, in a speech that he was given at one of our expansions, he said, "If you walk through these doors, you are family forever." And that is something we're doing really well.
That's good.
Very well.
Here's such great stuff. We have to take our first break. You're listening to Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, please give us a call at 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306, and we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Nice turn, Jill. Toby, isn't your sister doing a nice job as a new driver?
Sure. Hey, by the way, Dad, have you ever smoked marijuana? It's getting legalized everywhere, so it's okay to do now, right?
OMG, Toby, are you serious?
It's not legal everywhere, and it's not legal for kids at all.
This conversation can happen anywhere, and your kids need to know the facts. 76% of teens agree that with legalization, teenagers may be more likely to experiment with marijuana.
Legal or not, marijuana is harmful to teens' developing brains and can cause permanent damage. It could also cause heart and respiratory problems.
I heard it could lead to using other drugs.
61% of teens agree that teenagers who use marijuana are more likely to try heroin.
But marijuana has been around forever.
Sure, but the type that's out there now is stronger than when I was younger, so it's really important for you two to be careful.
I never thought about that.
Well, now's the time to start thinking about it.
Now's the time to talk to your kids about substance use. Learn more at rosecrans.org.
Hey! Jackie Marling, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio. This is still Jackie Marling, and you should listen to Clean and Sober Radio. Everybody should listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hi, this is Judy Collins, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Done quit his 9-to-5. He drank full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared. His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one.
Hey, we're back, Clean and Sober Radio. Let's take attendance.
Sounds good. One of my favorite parts of the show.
All right, Kevin Gleason.
Our man.
Suzanne Duncan, Lightbody. You know, Suzanne, I'm not going to use your last name anymore. I'm going to use your maiden name. It's easier. Kevin Gleason. Dan Schmalen's watching. Good afternoon, guys. Dan from Ecovery Careers.
Cool.
My man. Kevin Gleason, what happened to Brad? What do you mean, what happened to Brad? He's here.
He's right behind the camera.
He's working hard today because we got a full house in here.
Double masked.
Listen, my cousin, Laurie J. Han Maslin, writes 2 weeks in a row. Now, I know what she's referring to. Last week, she didn't think that we mentioned her name, but we actually did at the end of the show. So there you go, Laura.
Yes, I remember that.
Kevin Gleason, your guests have painted nails. Kevin, what does that mean? And I think your focus is on the wrong thing. He's a funny guy. Kathy Wolf Collins. Yes, it is so sad, the event that's going to take place tonight. Monica McNally. Picorni.
All right. We got it. That was one of the best ever,
from
Gary.
From Conchi.
Concha Hawkins.
Right, girl from Conchi. Ted Klotz. Diane Urban, she's with the Association of People Against Lethal Drugs. I think she's calling in later. I'm not sure. Mark Willig had a second COVID shot today.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Hopefully he's feeling okay.
Yeah.
We'll give him a few hours and give him a call or something.
Yeah. Is that part of your step two?
Yeah. He's telling that story someday.
No, I'm not going to tell. Nick Morgan is watching. Betsy Kalish, my ex-wife. I have heard about the wonderful Mimi from my daughter, Sophia. Aww. What a special person. Thank you for your work, Mimi. That's from Betsy.
Thank you very much.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
What do you got?
So we have Ted Klotz. I was thinking of a friend before you opened the show. Ironic, isn't it? Not only overdosing, but suicide happens. Too much misery to take. I was perfectly broken before you forever scarred on my mind. I feel your spirit because I survived. Sharing is caring. You're still alive.
Thank God.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nick Morgan, Marjette Simmons, Jack Sharkey, but Kevin Gleason, he is all over the
show. Oh, state. Alabama.
Alabama. Debbie Alabama Reynolds in the house. Is watching. George Sellers Sr. is watching. My sister Jane Shapiro. Terrific show, Mark and Gary. Dan Campbell. Hi, Gary. Dan, I hope you listened to the beginning of the show because we did talk about the organization at Light. All right, let's get back to the show. We have another caller. Let's take it.
Yes.
Diane Urban is on the line. Diane, you there?
Hi, Diane.
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. So tell us about your organization and what you're doing.
Okay. My name's Diane Urban, and I started a group up called Appalled Association of People Against Lethal Drugs due to my son was a recovering addict, and after being clean for about 8 months, he relapsed due to a toothache, and he received 100% fentanyl, which killed him instantly. So I created this group to try to bring awareness and help make some changes. And so that's, my kind of my backstory. But Appalled is actually, we're having a nationwide rally on June 4th of 2021.
Where is this being held?
It's nationwide. We have like over 30 states and over 40 cities right now getting involved.
Is Philadelphia involved?
Right now, we have a interest in Harrisburg, and also we have Harrisburg set up in that area, but we're also looking at the Pittsburgh area and also maybe possibly Philadelphia.
Okay, well,
so we're not done planning our cities yet.
Okay, so it's a couple months. So if you would like to call in, a month beforehand, every week, every Friday, we'd be glad to promote the event. Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if people are aware of how many people die a day in America. Right now, from drug-related causes, it's over 300 people a day, over 300, especially due to COVID. And of those 300-plus deaths a day, 75% are fentanyl-related.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're trying to bring awareness to.
Well, it's obviously our hearts go out to you, and we will do everything we can from our, Mark and I from the platform that we have to help you promote this event. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much.
And thanks for getting the message out, Diane. And our prayers, for your son. And she brought up everybody be so careful out there because fentanyl is all over the place. Fake pills going around.
Yes, it is.
It's in marijuana also.
You hear stories of that, but mostly in the pills. Percocets, Ativan, Xanax, a lot of them are fake. They're pressed and they're just pure fentanyl.
Yep. Yeah, those drug dealers, they have their own pill pressing machines and they just make it in any pill they want. It's even being laced into marijuana now. So there's virtually no drug out there on the street safe. And, our kids, our teenagers and young adults need to know this. Very important because it's a matter of life and death.
It certainly is. And, we appreciate all the work that you guys are doing because we have to get the message out. We have to turn people's minds around who it hasn't affected and make them know that it does affect them, whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
So please call in. Be free to call us anytime. All right? Anything else?
Keep going.
Whatever else you want to say. It's fine.
No, I just want to let you know that the support has been overwhelming since I first started passing this information along to different groups and organizations. We now have like over 40 groups and organizations, joining with us in unity. So we expect this to be a really, really big, huge thing nationwide across America because the response has been overwhelming and people are, getting calls every day. Hey, can we join you? Can our group join you? Can my nonprofit join you? I mean, so it's like, the support and the people will be out on June 4th. It's going to be huge.
Diane, will this be this will all be in person, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all outdoors, all in person, yes.
Great. That is absolutely great. Well,
but I'll call in on Fridays and we'll keep you updated. We will have our website up and going hopefully within the next week or so. And then I can direct people to that, you know, instead of Facebook. But
Oh, that's great. Please just don't be a stranger. Whatever you need from us, whatever we can do, Mark and I will do for you. Okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I'll be getting a hold of you next week.
Sounds good, Diane.
Take
have a good
care,
weekend.
Diane.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's amazing the work these moms and dads are doing that have lost their own kid. You know, it's just blows me away that they're putting that energy into saving other lives after going through such a shattering experience.
I guess there's two groups. There's the parents who just back off and isolate.
Yeah.
And then there's the other group. Neither are right, neither are wrong.
Right.
But
there's also, I want to say, I was at services yesterday. I lost a good friend last week to fentanyl, and her services were yesterday. And, you know, I honestly feel like there's two different things with this epidemic, right? There's the actual overdose, and then there's the fentanyl. And if I talk to some of my friends who are parents of people who have lost their children, if I say they died of an overdose, sometimes they'll correct me and they'll say, no, it wasn't an overdose. It was due to fentanyl, you know? Yeah, and some of these parents get offended by that when you say it's an overdose because the child thought they were taking a Percocet or something, you know?
Yeah.
God.
Unbelievable.
Gary, the last statistic I heard on this was if you are actively on the streets buying drugs these days, every single purchase is a 50-50 shot. 50-50 chance of having fentanyl in whatever you just purchased.
And then, you know, somebody who doesn't, people understand addiction would go, well, if that's the, why would you do it?
Why would
Listen,
you do
man,
it?
Once you're at that point, that's the main, that's what, you want to get high. That's all it is. You want to get high, no matter what the outcome is.
Actually, a lot of people are not looking to get high. They're stopping themselves from getting sick because they're struggling to get into a place where they can detox.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are just looking, I don't want to be sick right now from withdrawal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess. We are going to get to your program at RCI. I promise. We got plenty of time. I just want to go through. We have a couple of emails we got this week. Francine P. from Naples, Florida.
Maybe she's from Florida.
I hate the fact that we do not hear much about addiction because of all the news is about COVID. Your thoughts? Agreed. I agree.
Oh, it's so agreed. I mean, we're just hearing about COVID over and over again. And we started out the show. Mimi was talking about that, about just the amount of people that are dying right now from addiction. And not just that, the mental health side. You're hearing this increase in suicide right now with COVID going on. And it is getting shattered out, don't you think?
And first-time users due to stress and anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
You're not hearing anything about that, but those numbers are off the charts.
Yeah. And the relapse is off the chart.
Right.
Sam F. from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Marijuana will be legalized for sure for recreational use soon across the country. What will this do for the addict and those in recovery? Well, it's not a good thing, and it's going to make it difficult for the addict to get off of what they're taking because they will justify that either it's legit, you know, I'm smoking something legit just like alcohol, and I think for the recovery community, it's going to hurt a lot of people. A lot of people are going to go out.
Right.
I believe it too.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there's a saying, everybody wants to find the safe drug. You know, in other words, something that I could still get away with using. And I've heard it in groups as a clinician. I'm already seeing it where people are justifying going back to pot. And then what you see is it's the back door to going back to the harder stuff. It's not enough for them. And then they go back out and they use fentanyl, which we actually have a question from Kevin. What is fentanyl? And fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is something like 50 times stronger than heroin. And basically what it does is there's a very fine line between what gets you high and what cuts off your breathing. And fentanyl cuts off your breathing really quickly.
And fentanyl is manufactured in China, isn't it? And fentanyl is used under medical professionals, under medical conditions, under controlled conditions.
Anesthesia.
For anesthesia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
cancer, some of those illnesses. And what I'm hearing, and I don't know if it's true, if it's just rumors, that there's factories in China. Then it gets shipped to Mexico, and then it comes up across the border. And it's also coming in through the U.S. mail. So, you know, if you have kids that are on the internet a lot, maybe they're going on the dark web, keep an eye on them, because there's a lot coming in through the mail.
Right. We have to take a second break. Is that okay?
Sounds good to me. And guys, share the show if you can. That would be awesome. We want to spread it around.
Share the show and give us a call, 1-888-329-3306. And we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis can knock the wind out of you. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health can help. Our brand new Asplund Cancer Pavilion brings you 86,000 square feet of cancer-fighting science for truly comprehensive care. Backed by the strength of an NCI-designated cancer center. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health. The power to out-science cancer.
Don't let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Oh, hey, bud. Where are you headed?
I'm just gonna hang out.
With Gary and Todd?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you, is there any drinking going on in this crowd?
No.
If any of your buddies ever pressure you to take a drink, just tell them you promised your dad you wouldn't.
I'd do anything to keep you safe.
Okay, I will.
I hope this is working.
I promise. Love you too, Dad.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Dion, the Wanderer. Listen to Clean and Sober Radio. You might hear something that'll change your life. Yo!
Hey, this is Willie Potts, and I listen to the Clean and Sober Show on WWDB 860 AM.
Back, Clean and Sober Radio. Just want to plug a couple things. Last week, Madeline Dean and her son, Harry Cunane, were on the show, and they have a book out called Under Our Roof. Congresswoman Dean is from Pennsylvania. Actually, she was one of the House managers during the impeachment of Donald Trump. And just like everybody else, or potentially everybody else, she lived with an addict in her house. So it shows you, it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, how much money you have, what your position is, she lived through living hell with her son. And luckily, Harry's been sober for 8 years. So they have a book out, Under Our Roof. Check it out if you have interest in it. Also, our dear friend Randy Lurch, pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies.
He's the man.
His book, God in the Bullpen. And Randy just became, I'm going to screw this up, but it's something like Director of Addiction Services for the National Baseball League. Wow. So Randy's a great guy. He was a great pitcher. And here's his book, God in the Bullpen.
And he was in that Chicago game. I forget what they called
it. What was that game about?
That was where He hit a home run in the first half of the first inning.
And a pitcher, it doesn't usually hit home runs.
Hit a home run. And he was given, like, the rest of the team all kinds of, you know, saying that you're not scoring enough runs. And so the first half of the inning, they scored, like, six or seven runs. He hit a home run. And then in the second half of the first inning, he let up, like, seven or eight runs and got pulled.
And he got thrown out.
And it's like a famous game that was, like, 22 to something.
Hey, Robert Brandis from Shranksville. Rich Rosenbaum from Florida. Where is he in Florida, Rich? Yeah, he's from Jupiter, Florida. Okay, he can get our show. Larry Windsor, happy Friday, guys. Good Shabbos to you, Gary. Keep up the good work. Best wishes from sunny Southern California.
And Andrew Christopher shouted out, Gary, and happy birthday. He celebrated a birthday this week.
Happy birthday.
And David Dorshoe.
Mimi's husband.
Oh, we said that at the same time.
Yeah,
he's Mimi's great. Husband. He is awesome. That we had you both in last time, right?
I remember, two times ago.
You know who he is, right?
I'm familiar with him.
Okay, good. All right, let's get back. All right, look. Here's what we want to know now. The position that you have. Look, spirituality is a very important part of recovery for most people.
Right.
Okay. So tell us, how is that incorporated into recovery?
Well, since you asked, you know, it's very interesting because nobody would ask a doctor, how are you incorporated into recovery? No one would ask a nurse. No one would ask a clinician, would they, Mark? And yet we are spiritual beings. The root of who we are is a spirit person, you know? And what I like to focus on, and what I've seen Christy focus on in her groups as well, is that we don't have to remain a victim. I think our society has gone off a little on the unbalanced side, or a hell of a lot off the unbalanced side, on what makes a victim and who is a victim. And here's the thing. Everyone that I've ever known has been a victim at one moment or one event, or maybe their childhood, things of that nature. But you know what? You get to choose how long you want to stay there. You really do. And this may sound contradictory to your thinking, but as God is my witness, the people who I meet that struggle with addiction are the strongest people I know, without exception. And I'm older than most people that are listening, and I know this is the truth. They're phenomenal human beings. There's just one screw loose. And I'm not saying that as a joke, like a psychiatric joke. There's just, if we were machines, there's one little spot, what they believe about themselves, what they believe they're capable of, how they see their worth and value. And you know, the light comes on and nothing's the same. As soon as they see, I don't have to stay a victim. I don't have to remain in this dark place. Do we need help getting off substances? Absolutely. And I'm all for all the medical intervention anyone needs. I'm for harm reduction. If it helps a human being, I'm for it. But they need to have a light come on the inside of them, and that's what I'm there for. To show them how to turn that light on, to help them find the light, because they're worth it and because they have value. And I'll tell you what, you show me somebody who's been through hell and overcame it, I'll show you somebody who's going to change the world for the better.
Yeah, we are strong people, aren't we?
Yep.
As long as we have the choice, the opportunity, and we don't run out of, as they say, runway before we can get help.
Yep, and that's why there's more, you know, this is why I like to, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on this show, because I have been gifted with verbal strength. And the more people I can tell that they are worth the fight, the better off I am.
That is your mission.
That is my mission.
And you're darn good at it,
let
me tell you.
Well, coming from you, that is a high compliment. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And you're sticking to that story, I'm assuming.
I am sticking to that story.
Great. No, you are amazing. Listen, Mimi. And Christy, I don't know you that well, but I'm sure what she says about you, you're amazing also.
Yes, she is.
But when I know the comfort level I have, when I know if I need to get somebody into rehab, Mimi will do her absolute best to make it happen.
And for what it's worth, I'm just going to say this because I don't think I'll get in trouble. Even if I was going to get in trouble, I'd say it anyway. Mm. You know who one of my first calls was to? Brian O'Neill.
Great.
And he got back to me like that. This is a man who doesn't need to, you know.
It's great.
Yeah. But he is still on the path. He's still on the hunt for the next person that he can help. And to be able to be associated with that type of people, that's why I consider her such a gift in my life, Christy. She is a gift in my life.
It's nice to hear that, isn't it?
Well, you know, you asked Mimi about spirituality and what does that mean in this recovery business, right? And, you know, not only with the patients, but with the staff. Mimi changes lives, you know. Mimi was one of the first people that really friended me at work, and I was going through a very, very dark, hard time in my own recovery. I had about 7 years sober, and you know, I didn't want to drink or use, but I didn't know if I wanted to live anymore. And she walked past my office one day, and I can come into work and act okay, and she looked right at me and she goes, "Do you have a plan?" And I just started bawling. You know, how did she know that? You know, and she said, "I could see it in your eyes." And she knew I was missing that spark, that spirituality piece that is so important in recovery.
I think people get confused between religious and spiritual. Mm. I don't think you need to be necessarily. First of all, whatever anybody believes in is fine with me. I think you can be spiritual and not religious. And I think, you know, that's just my own, you know.
Yeah, there was an old-time drug and alcohol counselor told me, and it just really kind of clicked for me because I grew up in a very religious environment. And he said, spirituality is our relationship with other people, nature, life in general, and then the God of our understanding. But it's the connection. And I was like, wow, that really nails it.
It's fascinating to me because religion has gotten a really bad rap because of uptight man-made or female-made agendas. Just a short commercial break here for one of the most quote-unquote religious guys that ever lived. His name is Jesus. But you know what the Bible says about religion? It says true religion is to feed orphans and widows. Everything beyond that, it's like a man-made or female-made agenda. And taking in your higher power and allowing your higher power to function through you, to give you peace, to give you strength for the next moment. You know, for me, that's God, right? But true faith, true spirituality is receiving what that higher power has already done. You know, when I run groups, I always say, did you do a job description for your higher power yet? And they look at me like, what? I said, look, essentially you're hiring, you're finding a higher power. What do you need? And without fail, these are the responses. I need peace. Yeah. I need forgiveness. I need somebody who's going to believe in me. I need somebody who's going to teach me to believe in myself. Well, that's universal, isn't it? That's what every heart cries out for.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When you move, I stop talking.
Well, no, I can see you're getting, it's cool. It's good. You're getting emotional. And you should. This is serious and emotional subject.
Listen, I get dogmatic and I get angry at anyone that looks away from somebody. You know, when my husband and I were driving down the streets of Philadelphia for a long time ago, and there were shots fired in the near region, and we weren't in a building, we were out in the open air. And so he wants to get me. He likes me a lot. He wanted to get me out of the city. And you know what? I saw an old man sitting on a step, just a stoop they used to call him, yeah. Right? And he was in bad shape. And David said, Mimi, don't get out of the car. Don't get out of the car. Like it was 2 a.m. It was a really dangerous hour, so to speak. But you know what? God loves that person. And I know God loves that person. And if we don't allow that love to function through us, how's the person ever going to know?
Yeah. Did you get out of the car?
No, he locked the door and made me say it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not, you know.
Okay, you know.
Yeah.
listen.
But I've gotten out of the car a lot of times. Yeah. And you know what? Like this young woman who's 18 weeks pregnant. And you know what, that girl, she loves her baby as much as I loved my babies when they were in my womb.
Mm-hmm.
She loves that child, and she's fighting for that child. And she is no less a loving mother than I ever was. She just happens to have been dealt a different hand than me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to help her, and I'm going to help that baby.
Yeah.
I want to hold that healthy baby in my arms someday.
All right, we got to take a break before we all lose it.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
So how did you, so you were really depressed.
Let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Recovery Centers of America at Devon is proud to offer inpatient, outpatient, and detoxification services for those struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. We're proud to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Magellan, and AmeriHealth, making the world's finest addiction treatment both affordable and accessible. Call 1-800-RECOVERY today to learn more. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients into our secure, world-class addiction treatment campus 24 hours, 7 days a week, and can provide complimentary transportation from your location to our campus within 3 hours.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Can I go to the sleepover?
Lucy, I want you to promise me something. If there's any drinking, I want you to say, no thanks, not my thing.
Mom!
I promise you, your real friends won't care. Deal?
I promise, Mom.
They really do hear you.
Did you pack your toothbrush?
For tips on how to start the talk, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. A public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Hi, this is Rick Roberts from the group Firefall, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio on 860.
Hey, this is Darryl Strawberry, and you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio.
We've always said this. That song, I'm like in my basement getting stoned with black lights and strobe lights.
Incense.
And peppermint.
And we just had you.
For a free call. So
that's exactly what
it was. Let's play the tape, right?
To the end.
To the end.
In
the
rehab.
There you
1982.
Go.
1982. Laurie Maslin says she has a friend who made the decision to go back out just to smoke pot after 20 years of sobriety. Have seen him come in and out over the last couple of years. No matter the substance, addiction is for life.
Yep.
You are
That's
right.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. Yeah. Jeff Phillips. How are you, Jeff?
My beautiful wife, Andrea Diaz. Hello, honey.
Beautiful wife, she is.
Yes. She says, hi, guys.
Hi, Andrea. Bob Mueller's watching. For some religion, It's just another tool, our higher power or God, as we do or don't understand, gives us understanding. I sort of get what you're saying. Whatever works, okay? Is that what, Alex DeSevo, Recovery Centers of America, great facility. We have had some of our residents come through Old Bridge Facility, Falcon Recovery. Okay, that's cool.
It's great to see you getting just out there helping people with that,
right,
that goal of helping a million people, which help people, and it's helping 50 million people.
Absolutely.
In terms of...
Absolutely.
Well, you think of the individual that's helped, yeah, and then you think of the lineage, generation. You don't know, the number is...
Staggering,
off the charts, man, you know?
It's amazing because, and we see it, especially, you know, as a clinician, one of the things, like, you know, you see the families with the kids, and
yes,
that really hits you because, you know, the trauma the children are going through. And then if mom and dad can get sober,
right,
here these 6 and 7 year olds will have some peace in their childhood,
right,
you know, which is amazing.
Bill S. from Cleveland, Ohio. Love the show. That's a nice message.
Nice.
Let me do the last one. David C. from Colorado Springs. My son, who is 16, says it is legal for him to use marijuana. Well, here are the rules. Here are the laws. 21 is legal for, what do you call it?
Alcohol.
No. 21 is legal for recreational in the states that have approved it. 18 is legal for medical marijuana.
Well, and just keep in mind, one of the things that is scary about this is with, especially if young adults, because there is research that shows that the brain has not matured until the age of 25, and that marijuana can kind of stunt some of that growth.
Right.
So it's just important for the young people to know that.
Yeah.
But how, somebody says, what's the difference between marijuana and alcohol? So what? They're all legal. What's the big deal?
So... both are troublemakers, big troublemakers,
alcohol,
right?
Alcohol, kills more people than any other.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's...
the residual effect, not just the drinking of it, the car crashes, the this, the that, and everything else.
Yeah, and what I've seen a lot with pot is, you know, and it happened to me, I'm sure it happened to a lot of people, where you start smoking pot, and then somebody's got some pills or some acid, and you say you're just going to smoke pot, but then you're hanging out with your friends, and you're drinking, and it's...
You're already impaired.
You're already impaired, and it just goes from there.
When the choice is made. Don't you all think that we owe it to the next generation to have a clear mind of demarcation as to what is going to keep them happy and healthy? Why is our government blurring the line so effectively? You know, when a child's 4 years old, there's no lines that are blurred. Don't go in traffic. Don't touch the hot stove. You know, we're very black and white, right? Right is right and wrong is wrong. And yet, with all these substances, and we have to... You know, my mom she held a politically elected office when I was a child. And she always said she had to get out because there was so much compromise. But we need to challenge our lawmakers in these, you know, where's the money going from all these sales? And where are the tax dollars ending up? And I think we have to really be bold and confront these issues that are difficult issues. I don't care if they're difficult. Somebody's child's on the line. That's what I always consider.
Well, I think we have to elect more people who are in the position of having been affected by this personally. Because, you know, look, as you said, you know, here's the reason why I think it's lax, the laws and everything. It's about money, and it's about the politicians keeping their jobs. So if they feel their base, once medical marijuana, what's that signal? 3 minutes. It's money and keeping their jobs.
Right.
It's sad, but we need more people involved in government that really care about this.
And to not talk about it like it's a vitamin. I mean, one of the big issues, right? It's like not talking about any of the harm and that it's like a vitamin.
And know what the drug is that is good? The drug is your own well-being. Your body has chemicals in it called adrenaline. And like there's all sorts of reactions that happen in a woman's body when she gives birth to a baby to bond her to that baby. We have chemicals in our body to bond us to each other. But when they're deadened by the use of a drug, you don't get those benefits. You don't get the joy. Joy is a safe drug. Your body manufactures it.
We also have to make it easier for people to get into treatment.
Absolutely. Which is why we're here today.
That's right. You have to feel just as if you had a heart attack or you broke your leg, that you could walk into a facility. They're not going to start questioning about the money. They start treating you.
Right. 1-800-RECOVERY. Call them. You'll get a live person. And you know what else? They'll follow up with you. You're a mom. You're scared. You're an uncle. You know your nephew's in trouble. Call them. And you know what they'll say? If your loved one is not ready to get into treatment right now, may I call you tomorrow afternoon? Can I call you? Can I check on you next week? That's what our mission center does, because it's not about numbers. It's about the mission. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. All right. We're almost up at the hour. What are you doing this weekend?
So tomorrow is my dad's birthday.
How is your father?
So it's been pretty rough. I mean, he's not doing great. Yeah. They found some cancer and so it's been a rough go. He's going on 6 weeks in the hospital, yeah. You know, so it's been a rough go. But tomorrow's his 91st birthday.
I wish him a happy birthday.
Yes. So happy birthday. And if you guys can keep praying, it's Pete Sigmund.
Absolutely.
Get those prayers out there for him.
Yeah.
You know, he's very alert. He's it's amazing because, like, you know, they told him he had cancer and he was just like acceptance.
Well, we do send our prayers to your dad.
Thanks.
Hey, ladies, thank you. Mimi and Christy, thanks so much for sharing everything with us during the show. You guys are amazing.
Always love amazing. To be with you both. Always love.
You'll come
it.
Back soon, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Awesome. Hey, we want to thank everybody for watching, for listening on DB in Philly and on our Florida radio stations. We really appreciate the support.
Get sunshine down there.
That's right.
In Florida.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition. Dust up.